Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
We honor you,
we honor you,
oh God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise will constantly be on my lips. Amen. Today is the first Sunday, June 7th, 2020. Hallelujah, saints. Amen. I want to give a thanks to the pastor, angel of the house, Pastor Kimberly Black, giving the thanks to all the officers, elders, deacons, the mothers, brothers, and sisters of the church. And before we go into our scripture reading, we will be listening to Welcome Into This Place. And then our scripture reading will be from Psalm 34, verses 11 through 18. Amen.
Into this broken vessel you desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift up our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your name. Here, creation declares your glory, and the universe declares your majesty. Still, you choose to abide in the praises of your people. So we offer up this praise unto welcome him tonight.
Welcome
to this broken vessel. We know that you desire
to abide
in the praises,
in the praises
of your people.
Of your people.
So we lift,
so we lift our hands
and we lift up our hearts. Yes, we do. As we offer up. Choose praise unto your name. Come on, can we do that right now? Just welcome him. Come on.
Oh, we worship you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, we do, Lord.
We magnify your name.
Come on, welcome him tonight. Come on, come on. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah. Welcome into this place, Lord, as we lift our hands and praise you. Our scripture reading now will be from Psalms 34, verses 11. Through 18.
Reading from the New American Standard Version. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves the length of days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to be cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of their troubles. And the Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and saves those who are crushed in spirit. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Mother Harris, for today's scripture reading. And now the song. This is a move, and after that will be our prayer.
So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe, 'cause yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all says, and bodies are still being raised. God, we believe, yes, we can see it, that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our heart
Father God, most holy and gracious Father. We come before the throne of grace and prayer this morning, calling upon your holy name, for you are a righteous God, merciful God. Father, you are all-knowing, all-seeing, and all-powerful. Father God, you're Alpha and Omega. You're King of kings and Lord of lords. Father God, without you, we can do nothing. We will be somewhere sinking deep in sin. We'll be in our graves. But Father God, you saw fit to give us another chance. Father God, you call our name this morning, and we're able to be on the line this morning to lift up your holy name in prayer, Father God. Father, we just thank you for everything that you are doing. And Father God, we give you all honor and all praise. You are so worthy to be praised, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the saints. You are the great I am. And Father God, we give you all honor and praise this morning. Father God, we're calling on your holy name, because there is no other name as sweet as the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. And we're calling on you this morning, Father God. Oh, Father God, in the midst of what's going on, we still have hope. We still have peace, because our hope and our peace and our joy come from you, Father God. And we're thanking you this morning, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your holy word that we can have in our hearts, that we won't sin against you. We thank you for your holy word, Father, that there is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, that we no longer have to walk in darkness, but in the marvelous light. And we're calling on you this morning, Father God, when the bread of life, Father God, when the word is brought forth, we pray that we receive that word, Father God. Our souls be fed with that word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we can go forth in your name, speak boldly in your name, not be ashamed and not be afraid, because, Father, we know you did not give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And we thank you, Father God. Father God, we pray that we can continue to be in this world, but not of the world, that we continue to say no to the world, to the flesh, and to the devil, that we can be good ambassadors for you, Father God, that we truly begin to spread the good news about Jesus wherever we go. Oh, Father, what a mighty God you are, and we will continue to look towards the hills from whence come our help, for our help comes from you, our Lord and Savior. What a mighty God you are, a God from everlasting to everlasting. And we give you all honor and all praise this morning. From the rising of the sun to going down of the same, you should be praised, Father God. Oh, Father, there is no other God. And we thank you for working in our lives, Father God, that we can stand and let this down world know that we serve a true and living God. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you for everything you have done for us. We thank you right now, Father God, for everything that you're going to do in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we lifting up the shepherd of our house to you this morning, Father God. We lifting up every member of our congregation to you this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, just bless us and keep us in your loving care, and we'll forever give you all honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. For when two or three are gathered together, there the Lord is in the midst of us. Thank you, Sister Janetta, and thank you, Mother Harris, for a prayer and a scripture reading. And now to lead us into the exhortation of our worship, Sister Kenesha Blackstone.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Taste and see how good God is. Oh, God, what an awesome God you are. Today, God, we come just to glorify you, to worship you, oh, God. We come using our instruments that you've given us, oh, God. We open up our mouths and rejoice, oh, God, and worship you, oh, God. We magnify you, oh, God. We make you big, oh, God. We just come now, God, set our hearts and our minds to worship on you, oh, God, to love on you, oh, God, to praise you for what you've given us and what you done for us, oh God. We just come today giving you all glory and honor, oh God. We come with a high praise on our on our hearts and on our lips and on our minds, oh God, for you brought us through another week, oh God, and we just come today to bow down before you and give you all the glory and all the honor that is deserving to you, oh God, for you are a great God. You are an awesome God. You are a big God. You are a God of wonder, oh God, and we bless you, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. We lift our hands now, oh God, and say hallelujah, oh God. We give you the highest praise, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, oh God. We set our minds on you right now, oh God. We close our eyes, oh God, and begin to meditate on the good things that you've done for us, oh God. We begin to meditate on the prayers that you answered, oh God. We begin to meditate on how good you've been to our loved ones, oh God, how you protected them, oh God, and how you kept them, oh God. And today we come to give you glory and honor, oh God. We come to magnify you, oh God. We come to not let rocks cry out on our behalf, oh God, for our mouths, oh God, and we and we clap our hands and we do our dance, oh God, for it's all for you, oh God. We love you today, oh God. Let this praise and worship be beautiful to your ears, oh God. Let it make a joyful sound into your heart, oh God, for the presence of the Lord is already where we are, oh God. We've begged you to come forth, oh God. We've asked you to come in and come into this broken vessel, oh God, so we know you're here, oh God. So now it's time for us to praise on you, oh God, to love on you, oh God, to worship you, oh God, for we come with an expectation, oh God, and we know that when we praise you and worship you, oh God, you begin to pour out your blessings on us, oh God. You begin to answer our prayers, oh God. You begin to make wonders move, oh God. You move on our behalf, oh God, when we praise and worship you, oh God. So we come forth with a high praise on our lips, oh God. We come forth with a mighty worship for you today, oh God. We love you, Lord, and we lift you up, oh God. Let this praise and worship be beautiful, oh God. Let it be sweet sounds to your ear, oh God. Let your heart begin to pitter-patter for our words and our lips and our songs and our hand clapping and our foot moving, oh God, and our tears that begin to fall, oh God. Let them be tears of joy for you, oh God. Let them be memories of love for you, oh God, and you see us, oh God, and you pour out those blessings, oh God. Open up your window, oh God, and pour out blessings on us, oh God. Oh God, how we love you, how we adore you, how we magnify you, oh God. We make you big in this place, oh God. We make you giant in this place, oh God. We make you huge in this place, oh God, because that's who you are in our lives, and we worship and adore you, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. We give you all the glory and honor as we move forth in this worship experience. In Jesus' name, amen.
Get that camera on them.
Bills. Then he stepped in on time. Somebody put the Pentecostal church to shout.
Misha, we're ushering us in with the exhortation of worship. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. And right now for our mission statement.
We believe that we will transform this community by developing fishers of men and women. It is our goal to catch and cultivate the lost that they may have a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior, which will cause them to celebrate Him, communion with the saints, and work with us to fulfill the Great Commission.
Ooh, thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Ivory Mays Jr., for reading our mission statement. And now at this time, it is my honor to hand this line over to Pastor Kimberly Black.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And the Bible says to give thanks unto God, for He is good. Amen. Amen. Do you love Him today? Come on, just put your hands together if you love Him today. Hallelujah. God is so good, and He is so worthy of all of our praise. I truly thank God for those of you who have brought us thus far and to our place of worship. Mother Harris, for giving us our scripture reading. Elder Dante Farmer, for being our presider and bringing us to this place. To Sister Janetta, Sister Kamisha, for those prayers, those fervent prayers. And to Brother Scooty Mays, amen. Brother Ivory Mays, for giving us our mission statement. This is our first Sunday, and it is an honor, it is a joy, it is a privilege, it is a pleasure, amen, to worship with you all on this first Sunday of May. And we just truly are grateful to God for what He has done for us. I'm sorry, June. Thank you, June. This is June. Amen. And we're so grateful to God for what He has done for us, giving us another day, giving us another opportunity, giving us another chance. Amen. To worship Him, to praise Him, to glorify Him, and to magnify His holy name. I want to say happy birthday to all of our June birthdays. Woo! Happy birthday. Amen. We have celebrating this month of June, Mother Gloria McClendon. Amen. Mother, don't get me. Amen. I can't see your face. I can see your smile. Mother turned 75 on June the 3rd. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. So wonderful to be able to celebrate you and to honor God for you. Also celebrating a birthday in the month of June is our own brother Jerry Bell. Amen. June 8th. Happy birthday, brother Jerry. Amen. And then on June 21st, another one of our mothers will be turning 75, Mother Judy Harris. Happy birthday, mother. Happy birthday. Amen. Amen. And then again on that mother's ministry, amen, the mother's ministry, they pulled it in, amen, for the month of June. Mother Diane Taylor, amen, for the Tucker, I'm sorry, Mother Diane Tucker, for the month of June, June 23rd, happy birthday, mother, amen, happy birthday. We pray that God will bless you and keep you, and God will continue to crown your heads with wisdom and knowledge, and then to bless you with good life, amen. He's given you some long life, but we want longer time, amen. And so we just thank God for each of you. We pray God's richest blessings be upon you. It's such a joy to celebrate you this month, amen. Amen, amen. So it is an honor. We have coming before you Mother Gloria. She's coming to make an announcement regarding next Sunday. Amen. So here is Mother Gloria. Mother Gloria, we are bringing you on live.
Thank you, Pastor. I'm coming to thank you for the funds that have been donated to the A. Bernard Deaver Scholarship Fund. As many of you know, on June 14th, 2020, at 2 o'clock p.m. during our 10th annual Founders Day celebration, we plan to present four $500 scholarship to assist students in furthering their educational goals. However, we have only reached 75% of the funds needed. I'll repeat that. We've only reached 75% of the funds needed. This means we need your help. If you are a mother, a father, an aunt, an uncle, a sister, a brother, cousin, or friend, please give. Please help us out. Donations may be dropped off or mailed in care of Great St. Stephen's Missionary Baptist Church, which is GSSMBC, at 1725 Northeast Morgan Street, Portland, Oregon, 97211. And I want to let you know that donations will be accepted until Wednesday, June 10th, 2020. Thank you very much for your assistance, and we do need your help.
Amen. Thank you, Mother, so much for giving that announcement and giving clarity to what is needed for our Abe and our Deaver Scholarship Fund. I'm really excited, you all, about what's taking place. We have received some essays from some young people, not only right here in our city, but across the state, the United States. And so young people have heard about what we're doing, and they are excited, and I want us to get excited, to be a blessing, to be a part of someone's as they continue to further their education. On next Sunday, which is June 14th at 2 o'clock p.m., this very same number, you can join us for our 10th annual Founders Day celebration. All of those people who have submitted resumes will be on the line with us. At that time, we will honor all of our 2020 graduates. So if you have a son or a daughter or niece or a nephew that has graduated or got promoted, I know little Maisie got promoted from preschool, getting ready to go into kindergarten. We know that Brother Jeremiah got promoted from the 8th grade to the 9th grade, and Sister Jade graduated from the 12th grade, getting ready to go into college. If there are others and you would like for us to have their names, please text Sister Mona or Mother Gloria those names so that we can call their names off during our time of celebration. That's next Sunday, 2 o'clock p.m., right here, same number that you dialed this morning. Our guest speaker will be Elder Demetrius Devers. Our guest soloist will be Sister Damika Devers Johnson from San Antonio, Texas. So we are just going to have a hallelujah good time. Our original plan was for them to all be in the city of Portland with us and while we can worship, but because we are all quarantined and they still kept their end to say, we're going to be with you all. Just give us the information. And so we're looking forward to having them be with us. Amen. Amen. Sister Marta, make sure you email Mother Gloria and Sister Mona, amen, to give them that information. Sister Marta, she graduated also, amen, from Portland State University. Yay. Yes. Yay. So we want to have those names called off during the roll call. Sister Mona, our chair for the Abe and our Deaver Scholarship, will be doing a roll call to salute all of you. So please make sure Sister Mona or Mother Gloria has all those names. Amen. And so we truly thank God for your great accomplishments. I know Sister Marta is going to continue to further her education, so I'm looking forward to hearing what God has in store for her. And we're just truly grateful. This is First Sunday, and we will be drawing for our First Sunday a $25 Safeway card. I'm getting ready now to push the button to see who gets the card. You must be present. Amen. On this call, I will call off the first name. Amen. I will call off the first name that we spin on I'm spinning here. I got a little device on my cell phone. If you need to see a picture of it, I can send it to you. Let me know. But it's drawing now, 2, 3, 1, and the name is Vicky, Sister Vicky. If you are on the line, Sister Vicky, please press 1 so that we can bring you on and that we can make sure you get the card. If you are not on the line, I'm going to make another spin. Amen. Amen. I don't see Sister Vicky on the line. Amen. All right. Well, we're going to hit spin again and see what happens. Amen. We're going to hit spin again. 4, 3, 2, 1. And the name is Sister Kawana. Sister Kawana, if you are on the line, please hit 1 so that we can bring you on live. Amen. Sister Kawana, if you are on the line, please hit 1. All right, here she is. Amen. We want to hear your voice, Sister Kawana.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And congratulations to you for being the recipient of our June Safeway card. We are truly grateful and honored to God that He is blessing you and your family. And so we will make sure that you get that card. If you all want to come by today or tomorrow, you can pick up that card.
Mm-hmm.
The other cards that went out, Mother Kimmins told me yesterday she wasn't comfortable with mailing them, but if you want me to mail that card to you, I can mail that card to you. If not, you can come by and pick it up today or tomorrow. So that was May, right, Mother Kimmins?
May was me.
May was Mother Kimmins.
Mm-hmm. And then June is Powell, and then March and April would be Thelma Harris and Ray Gwynn. Ray Gwynn gave his to.
Okay, so Deaconess Harris, you are on the line. You can text me if you want me to mail it, or you can come by and get it. Sister Kawana, God bless you. Thank you so much, love. You can come by and get it, or we can mail it. Just let me know. But that $25 gift card is here for you. What a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing it is. Amen, to be able to continue to share with our church family. Amen. And we're truly thankful to God for what He has done for us and what He is continuing to do. I want you to know that we're going to be communing together. So I hope that you get your sacrament together. If you don't have sacrament, get you something that represents the Lord's Supper, some juice, some water, some cracker, bread, and that we can commune together. Amen. We want to commune together. And so we're truly thankful to God for what He has done in our midst. We're getting ready now to look at the Word of God coming from Proverbs. Amen. Coming from Proverbs. Coming from Proverbs. I hope that you've had the opportunity to study your lesson. This in your Sunday school book on page, it talks about the theme that we are about to engage in for this quarter. And the theme is wisdom. Wisdom. People experience God's wisdom in both the Hebrew scriptures and the New Testament during this quarter, and we will explore the many facets of wisdom as recorded in the book of Proverbs, in the Gospels, and in the letter written by James. And so I'm hoping and praying that you take out some time to read this information that's found in your Sunday school book on page 467. It's a few words about wisdom, a very good article that was written, and then it talks about some very prominent African-American people like Frederick Douglass. Also, it tells us about some different proverbs that we have shared. Before we go into our lesson, please bow your heads with me for a word of prayer. Most holy and gracious Father God, we just humbly come before you this morning. First of all, saying thank you, Father, for what our eyes have heard, and God, even what our ears have seen in the midst of our praise and our worship today.
Yes,
Lord, we just give you glory. We give you honor.
You.
We lift you up and we magnify your name. God, as we come to study your word together, I pray, oh God,
that you would give us the spiritual ear to hear what the Spirit of God is trying to say to us. Give us spiritual understanding, oh God, that through our circumstances and our crisis and this pandemic, we will not only hear, but we will understand what your word is saying. God, you said in your word that there is nothing new under the heavens, and everything that is taking place in the world today has already taken place. And if we, your people, would just take out the time to seek your word, study your word, we will see, Father, the handwriting on the wall, and we will understand, Father, what's going on. And then, God, we will have a better attitude, a better disposition, a better frame of mind, how to deal with the crisis and this pandemic. So, God, I thank you for your word today. I thank you, Father, that it's life building. I thank you, Father, that it's given us direction, that it's given us correction, that it's given us the motivation we need, God, to endure these times that we are living in. For we are definitely living in the last days. Amen. And Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen. I forgot to do this after Mother Gloria gave her announcement about where you could drop off money or where you can mail money to. We also have a Cash App. Amen. Say amen.
All right. Amen.
We're moving up in the world. Amen. We do have a Cash App, and the Cash App is $ all caps, GSSMBC, lowercase, PDX. You can send that to us, your money to us. It comes from your bank account to our bank account, and we get it instantly. Amen?
Can you post that on
there? We get it instantly. And so what I would do is give you that information again. It's $ capital letters, GSSMBC, lowercase, PDX. And it's all one word. There's no space, no dot. That's the Cash App information, so that you, if you want to give that way, you can also give that way. Thank you so much. I do want to say thank you to all of our visitors that are listening with us. I want to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I do realize that I've been sharing this number, and some of you have been sharing this number. And so you have family and friends that are have called in to worship with us on today. And I dare not want to be hospitable to our visitors. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for dialing in, tuning in, and joining us for worship. We are so glad that you chose to worship with us today. You could have called in anywhere. You could have went anywhere to worship, but you chose to worship with the greater.
Yes.
Amen. The greater.
The greater.
St. Stephen,
yes.
Mission Baptist Church,
yes.
Of people who are ready to work, worship, and pray. Amen.
Amen.
And so we truly thank God for you coming to worship with us on today. Now let's look to our lesson. There is a word from the Lord on today. Our lesson is coming from the book of Proverbs, chapter 1. Mother Harris gave us our devotional reading, which came from Psalms 34, verse 11 through 18. And I just want to jump in and throw verse 19 in there to encourage you, because I know that a lot of us are struggling with this pandemic. A lot of us are struggling with the crisis. But baby, let me tell you, this happened back in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s. And until change comes, we're going to continue to be in this type of a crisis. Racism and prejudice is still going to exist if we don't do something about it. And we've got to get vocal. We've got to get there. This verse I want to share with you is a verse 19. And the Bible says in Psalms 34, verse 19, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. So I want you to know that this pandemic is here, but it's going to be gone. We're going to get delivered from it.
That's
this
right.
Crisis is here, but God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask, think, or imagine, and it's going to be gone. If we His people, not just the brown and the black people, but the brown, the black, the whites, the gays, the lesbians. Come on here.
Come on,
come on here. The atheist, the backslider, the one who said in his heart there is no God. Ooh. When all of God's people come together,
yes,
and humble themselves and pray, seek his face, turn from their wicked ways. He said he's going to hear from heaven. He said he's going to heal the land.
Yes,
he said that he would do all these things, but we got to do it. Not just the church, not just the black people, not just the brown people, but the poor people, those that are living on welfare, on food stamps, those who don't have health insurance, those who are making minimum wages, those, all of us, the marginalized, have to come together.
Yeah.
I also want to let you know that if you want to engage with any of the rallies and you want to be safe, the clergy from all across this state, this city, are meeting every night at 7:30, and they're meeting downtown on 2nd and Main. The location is 1111 Southwest 2nd and Main. They're asking that you would, you know, wear shirts of faith, articles of faith, as you stand with them and help protect the wall and help protect those that are protesting. And they're there from 7:30. Some of them are there to the late night hours, and some of them are there just for 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to go and protest and be with the body of Christ, these are Christians, these are rabbis and imams and priests and mothers and sisters, pastors, bishops, and apostles down there every night at 7:30 at 1111 Southwest 2nd and Main. So if you want to go down there, I wanted to give you that information so that you can go and fellowship and support and be a part. I know that there's having a gathering today on 15th and Ainsworth. That will take place this afternoon at 4:30. So if you just, you know, you want to do something that's a little low key and a little quiet, come and join us at 4:30 on 15th and Ainsworth for a protest there. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. All right, let's look to the word. The call of wisdom. The call of wisdom. By the end of this lesson, it is my prayer that we will be able to recognize the value of godly wisdom and direction. If you are listening to someone that's guiding your finances, guiding your marriage, guiding your educational journey, guiding the way you rear children, or guiding the way that you react to the crisis of racism and the academic, if that wisdom that they're giving you is not godly, you got to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Okay.
So by the end of this lesson, you will be able to recognize the value of godly wisdom and direction. Not only that, you will also value, you will hold in high regard godly wisdom in your daily choices. You won't make a choice. You won't go buy a car. You won't go buy a house. You won't start a new book. You won't start a new habit without consulting God. You won't seek out godly wisdom. That's what this is talking about. The wisdom that God gives us is for daily application. It's not just for those big grand decisions. Should I marry him or should I marry her? or should I buy this or should I buy that? I shared with you a time ago when I really first started seeking God. I was in this phase of praying, asking God to lead me to the sale so that I could find a dress or a suit or a hat for this particular event. When Pastor Gary was, as my mama would say and my daddy would say, I had a champagne expense on a beer budget. Come on here, somebody.
Come on,
and so I had to pray and ask God to lead me to the sales. I went to stores that I would never go to. I started shopping at Penny's, and I started shopping at Sears. Those were places I shopped as a kid.
That's right.
And I figured that when now I'm grown, it's my money. I'm going to shop at Nordstrom. I'm going to shop at Meijer and Frank. I'm going to go them places. But little did I know, sometimes that treasure that God had for me was even at the Goodwill. Come on here, somebody. So we have to, I bought a hat from the Goodwill, y'all, and wore it to church. It was brand new. Somebody bought it. It was the wrong color purple, and they took it to the Goodwill. I went and found it and bought it. Come on here. But because God led me there. So godly wisdom can be used every day. And at the end of this lesson, we should be able to apply the standards of wisdom to any choice that we have to make.
That's right.
To any choice that we have to make. This is a good lesson. This is a good lesson. Proverbs. A proverb is something that we heard, that we lived upon, that we took it to the bank. We made it become real. As I was researching this week over this lesson, my mind ran back to the old African proverb that says it takes a village to raise a child. That's a proverb, and that's a true fact. It's a true statement. There are so many of them that we lived off of. I saw one of the proverbs saying something about you have the nerve to call the kettle black. You was doing something wrong, and you pointed out the wrong in somebody else's life when others around you knew that you was doing that same wrong. You know, they were saying, look at you calling the kettle black. You know, that's another proverb. There's so many proverbs within our life that we use. But a proverb, according to our study here, it's a concise, wise saying, or it's a longer discourse designed to teach one how to live. The wisdom of God instructs us to discern the direction we should go and gives us the insight we need to understand life.
Mm-hmm.
If I was talking to the young men in my family, I've encouraged them all, even Gary Jr. and Jeremiah and little Gary, when he was here with me, one of the things I instructed for them was to read the book of Proverbs and read it from a version that they could understand. And when they asked me, why, Mom, why, Mimi, why should I read this? I simply told them that the book of Proverbs was a manual for godly living.
All right.
Hmm. The book of Proverbs is a manual for godly living.
Mm-hmm.
If you men of God, if you're on the line listening today and you really want to learn how to be the man of God that God is calling you to be, I double dog dare you to read and apply the book of Proverbs to your life. Because Proverbs talks about a whole lot of stuff that you wouldn't think that the Bible addressed. Yes, it does. It does. So today we are going to be looking at chapter one. The book of Proverbs is considered to be a book of wisdom literature. We also know that Proverbs, Job, and Ecclesiastes are also known as wisdom literature books. Sometimes in the Psalms and in the Song of Solomon, we find Lamentations. We also can find some Proverbs to help us live right and to live godly. Amen. Sometimes wisdom literature directly presents wise sayings. Other pieces in the genre ponder a deep question over the course of many conversations and the situations, for example, the life of Brother Job. Mm. These books present challenges in understanding and help us to ask questions, yet they seem to help us contradict ourselves, our voices, our thoughts, our doubts. And then they also help us bring ourselves in line with the Word of God. We must welcome honesty. Mm-hmm. Biblical wisdom literature presents that before us. Honesty. We must take our questions to God, and then in search of the answer, search the scripture. The purpose of the book of Proverbs is summed up in chapter 1, verse 2 and verse 7. We're going to read verses 1 now, and it says, "These are the Proverbs of Solomon, David's son, King of Israel." Solomon here is identified as the author. He is the student, the son, and he is addressed by a teacher, which is the father. He is being told how to get wisdom for godly living, which will lead to appropriate actions. God wants us to be righteous, just, and fair. Look at verse 2. Verse 2 says, "Their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise." Verse 3 says, "Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right, just, and fair." Verse 4 says, "These proverbs will give insight to the simple, knowledge and discernment to the young." My brothers and sisters, God wants each of us to be righteous, just, and fair. The teacher here in the book of Proverbs is the one who provides the student with the guidance and the good advice necessary, because they may lack proper judgment. When we look at the book of Proverbs, verse 7 contains the theme for this whole book. What does verse 7 says? "The fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline." Now, this comes from the New Living Translation. Okay? It says, "The fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge." We are wise if we have a fear of the Lord.
That's right.
Not fear of being terrified of what he's going to do, but this type of fear that Solomon is trying to tell us we are supposed to have is a fear of awe, a fear of reverence, a fear of respect for God. Yes. Yesterday morning, I left and I went on a walk after it had rained, and the fresh air, my God, smelled so wonderful, and it caused me to take a deep breath to really appreciate the freshness of the air. That's being in awe of God. Mm-hmm. Later, as I walked up the hill, on 22nd, and I got to the final destination, the top of the hill, I had to stop and turn around and then be in awe of God again, because it was his breath that gave me the ability to not walk slowly up the hill, but to trot up the hill in a slow jog. Come on here, somebody. And awe that he's given me breath in my body and the activities of my limbs and clothes me in my right mind caused me to be in awe of him. Here God is saying that we must have a reverence and a respect for him. You know what? The world has lost their respect for God. I know that on the dollar it says, "In God we trust." But do we really trust him today? True wisdom comes from God.
Yes.
The book of James say, if you lack anything, if you want wisdom, you must ask God for wisdom. Okay? We must ask God for one. We need to have a relationship with God, and we need to what? Obey his word.
Yes.
The word gives us revelation about who God is and his requirements for living as faithful believers. My brothers and my sisters, it's time for us to do what verse 8 of Proverbs 1 has instructed us to do. It says, "My child, Listen when your father corrects you. Don't neglect your mother's instructions. Then verse 10 says, my child, if sinners entice you, turn your back on them. It's time for us, my brothers and sisters, to do what this word is calling us to do. He's telling us to pursue wisdom. Don't be simple. The Bible calls the simple man a fool. Don't be foolish. Don't be a fool, but pursue wisdom. Pursue instruction. It just gets under my skin when people can't take an open rebuke. If you are wrong, you just wrong. As Sister Mary and Sister Mona would say, just take the fur beat down and keep on moving. Because when the instruction and the discipline comes in love, who can be mad? The simple. Foolish people cannot distinguish between good and bad or right and wrong. Let me say that again. Foolish people cannot tell the difference between good and bad or right or wrong. People who are arrogant and self-sufficient will reject the need to depend on God or anyone else. It is very hard to convince them otherwise. They do not understand that God is the source of all wisdom and has given them the ability to attain success. So let me pause right here to tell you right now, your success did not come because of your name or your degree or your street smarts or your bought sense. It came because God gave it to you. It came because somebody was praying for your foolish behind. It came because somebody said, Lord God, help my son, help my daughter, help my sister, help my brother, because they're walking waywardly. They don't know the difference between good and bad, right and wrong. So your success, my brothers and sisters, didn't come because of your own good. It came because somebody prayed and asked God for it. Let's keep reading. Verse 8 and 10 we read, and I want you to realize something here. In these two verses, the word sin appears. I know, and you know, that sin often looks good and sin often feels good. Amen? Ain't no need of lying. Ain't no need of sugarcoating it. Tell the truth like it is. Recognize it for what it is. But can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, that sin is what separates us from the love of God. Sin gives us a temporary feeling that will leave us empty. Yeah, that late night booty call. Come on now. Let's just be real. Let's keep it like it real. That sneaking out to make that phone call or that little wink at that person that no, you shouldn't be winking at, or that little lie that you told, or that deceitful move that you did. All of that gave you a temporary feeling. Stop and think about it. It only lasted for a moment, but it left you feeling empty. It left us feeling empty. When we have a for real fear and a reverence and an awe and a respect for God, we won't allow a temporary feeling to come in and try to fill an empty space. Verse 20, wisdom shouts in the streets. She cries out in the public place. Verse 21 says, she cries to the crowds along the main street, to those gathered in front of the city gate. Verse 22 says, how long, you simpletons? How long you foolish ones? Will you insist on being simple-minded? How long will you mockers relish your mocking? How long will you fools hate knowledge? Wisdom is personalized and given a human voice. You saw that in verse 20. It says she cries out in the public square. She calls to the crowd. Wisdom is shouting in the streets, on the corners, at the entrance of the city to the simple ones. They are questioned about how long will they continue to act a fool. It is in these areas that many wayward people gather and commit sinful acts. Why continue down the same path you have seen others go and be destroyed? Verse 32 of chapter 1 says, for simpletons, the simple, the foolish, turn away from me. That's wisdom. And they turn to death. Fools are destroyed by their own complacency. I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to think my way. I'm going to say what I want to say. I'm going to do what I want to do. It's either my way or no way. That's what the fools say. They never stop to consider the way of wisdom, the way of God, the way of godly advice. It's always my way or no other way. They always got to have the last word. Verse 33. But all who listen to me, wisdom. All who listen to wisdom. All who listen to godly counsel. All who listen to godly instruction. All who listen to God's word will live in peace. Mm-hmm. Untroubled by fear of harm. God is calling for the foolish to change course and to live. Look at how good God is. God is saying, I've seen your foolishness. I've seen the dumb stuff you've done. You've done it over and over and over again. You've been stuck on stupid for a long time. I understand, but I love you anyway. And here, look, I'm giving you a lifeline. I'm giving you the opportunity and the chance to get it right. Don't you know, my brothers and sisters, it's never too late to come and give your life to the Lord. It's never too late to change. It's never too late. You say, well, Pastor, I'm 60, I'm 65, I'm 70. I've been living this way for a long time. I've been cussing a long time. I've been telling lies a long time. I've been being a whoremonger for a long time. I've been committing adultery for a long time. I've been doing all of this foolishness for a long time. But my brothers and my sisters, God is standing right there, and he's knocking at the door of your heart. He's saying, I want to come in. He's saying, let me in. I want to come in. I need to receive you right now. I need you to receive me as Lord and Savior. I want to come in and commune with you. I want to come in and live with you. I want to come in and dwell with you. Stop being foolish and be wise. That's what God is calling for us to do today. It's important, my brothers and sisters, that we recognize, we gain moral excellence in doing life godly way, the godly way. We find favor mm-hmm. with God
yes.
when we apply godly principles to our lives. Solomon. I've been praying this prayer for the last 15 years, and I'm not going to stop praying. And I want to encourage everybody that's a leader, amen. Somebody's following you. You might not know it, but you need to look at 2 Chronicles 1 and 10. And when Greater St. Stephen said, we have a pastor in our midst, we want you to be our pastor, my mouth was saying no. But my heart, God was drawing my heart to say something else. And he led me to 2 Chronicles 1 and 10. And this is a story, and I'm just about finished. We're going to do our communion. But this is a story where Solomon, y'all have to realize, he was a young man. He was only 20 years old when he began to be the king and reign over the children of Israel. I also want to tell you that during his time, he wrote 300 Proverbs. He wrote 1,005 songs, and he wrote at least two of the Psalms, Psalm 72 and Psalms 127. But as a young man, he had wisdom beyond compare, because as he knew that leading God's people was going to be challenging, and it was going to be a task because of his age, because he didn't have all the experience for all of them, he prayed to God. And we find that prayer in 2 Chronicles 1 and 10. Solomon said, God, give me wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before thy people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? That's my prayer today, that I pray not only for myself, but I pray this very same prayer for all of our leaders that are out there leading the way, helping to bring justice to the marginalized people, bring justice in the judicial system, bring justice for the police department, the police system, bringing justice for healthcare. This is my prayer, that God would give them wisdom, that God would give us all wisdom. So in my closing today, I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters. I want the Spirit of the Lord to speak to us today, that as we live our daily lives, we seek for wisdom. We can no longer sit in the church and ignore the social or the religious or the civil injustices that are manifesting themselves in our communities. It is time to make a firm decision about how to help our neighbors, no matter their race, religion, or nationality. We must be busy being about what God is calling us to do. And in order for us to do that successfully, we must seek godly counsel. We must seek God's face. We must trust God for the outcome. So what's the application for today? What's the application for today? When we have to make a life-altering decision, the burden can have us feeling inadequate, trying to understand what to do. We must seek to evaluate life's situation in light of God's character and purpose and make decisions based on divine wisdom. Mm-hmm. What are you saying, Pastor Black? I'm saying that before we make any decisions that's going to impact our lives, the lives of our spouses, the lives of our children, the lives of our grandchildren, the lives of our employees, our coworkers, we must seek God's face. We must move with the same characteristics of God. God is faithful. God is patient. God is forgiving. God is loving. God is gentle. God is merciful.
Yes, he is.
We cannot rely on foolish people to help us. They will lead us astray, and our situation will end in calamity. Whatever choice we need to make, we can rely on God for help.
Yes.
We are to make a conscious effort to apply godly standards of wisdom to the choices that we need to make. We need to read God's word. We need to pray. We need to talk to other Christians who have a shared experience. And we need to pray some more. Then we need to act accordingly with the Holy Spirit as our guide. If we obey the Spirit, we will have the benefit of peace. My brothers and sisters, God is calling us to a higher place of praise. We must pray and seek God for wisdom and godly counsel.
Yes.
We must not lean to our own understanding.
That's right.
But in all our ways, we must
acknowledge
him.
Yes.
And he will direct our path. We've got to trust him. If salvation was good enough for grandmama and them, it's good enough for us.
Yeah.
And if it's good enough for us, it's good enough for the generation that's coming. The word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It does not change. It will not change. How long will we be simple?
How long?
How long will we be foolish?
How long?
In the things that we do and say.
Mm.
Let me tell you this. There are benefits to applying Proverbs to our lives. Elder Farmer, once I get through with these four, I'm going to yield the call over to you. There are benefits to applying the Proverbs to our lives. The first thing is to realize that we must fear the Lord. We must fear the Lord. When you look in your Bible, the fear of the Lord occurs 30 times. And it's mentioned 14 times in Proverbs alone. So we must fear the Lord. That's the first thing we must do. And these are the benefits for fearing the Lord and applying the Proverbs to our lives. Number one, it prolongs life. Hebrews 10 and 27. It prolongs life. Number two, it provides confidence. Proverbs 14 and 26. It provides confidence. Number three, it helps in resisting evil. Proverbs 16 and 6. It helps in resisting evil. And number four, it produces riches and honor. It produces riches and honor. That's Proverbs 22 and 4. If you have your Sunday school book, you can find them on page 483. So there's benefits to seeking wisdom from God. There's benefits for applying good principles to your life. Elder Farmer, I yield this call over to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Such a wonderful word seasoned with salt. Before the administration of the Lord's Supper, I will pray, asking for forgiveness, and then I will give a few moments for everybody to join in their homes, praying in the spirit, asking for forgiveness. Oh, Heavenly Father, have mercy on your people. Oh, Heavenly Father, forgive us for our wrongs that we have committed. Forgive us, oh, Heavenly Father, for leaning on our own understanding and not acknowledging you in all things, oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you with a bended knee and a heart, oh, Heavenly Father. I ask that you create us a clean heart and renewing us a right spirit. Cloth us, oh, Heavenly Father, with the right mindset. Strengthen us, oh, Heavenly Father. Guide us. Bless us with wisdom and understanding. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just lift this up to you. And ask, O Heavenly Father, that you continue to hear us and that you continue to guide us. In Jesus' name, amen. And now for the administration of the Lord's Supper. Now, as they were eating, Jesus took bread and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "This is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Amen.
God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. What I say unto one, I say unto all, watch, pray, and live holy every day. Be blessed in Jesus' name.